I'm Ben Mycelis, joined by Harry Littman from the Talking Feds YouTube channel and the Talking Feds podcast. Everybody, make sure you subscribe to that YouTube channel. Wow, in the past 48 hours or so, there's been a lot of developments in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case. You know, earlier in the week, Trump filed that frivolous claim of absolute immunity that Judge Mershon was basically going to laugh him out of court. It was likely not going anywhere. Trump was going to try to do some Hail Mary before the United States Supreme Court, but no one really took that seriously, although with all of his moves, you never know with the current composition of the Supreme Court. But then there was this issue that hit with a thud where Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg gave this notice that apparently on like March 4th or 5th, there were 73,000 new documents turned over by the DOJ. And then this past week, there was 31,000 documents turned over. And then on Friday, an additional 15,000 documents or pages being turned over. So not an insignificant amount 2 weeks before a very, very, very serious trial as well. Bragg said, look, I'm good with a 30-day adjournment, but this shouldn't be delayed more than that. Bragg's like, it's not my fault. We requested this a year ago. He blames the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York of only responding to Trump's subpoena from January 18th of 2024. And then, of course, Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, was going to respond. That's not a shocker, saying basically, now this trial should never take place, do a 90-day adjournment or dismiss this thing, or we should never have this trial at all. Judge Mershon then responded quite differently than the types of response that we saw with Judge Scott McAfee, where it became this big circus-style hearing. Judge Mershon seemed to be far more surgical, give me very specific timelines of what happened here. Judge Mershon issued a 30-day adjournment. So that puts it at April 14th, but that's a Sunday, so technically April 15th. Now set a hearing on all of these issues of when trial was supposed to start on March 25th and said, based on the hearing and the factual issues, basically we'll see. Is this case going to go April 15th? Will it get kicked later? But there needs to be this threshold hearing. So Mershon moving very differently, Judge Mershon, than McAfee. What do you make of where we are kind of right now with Judge Mershon's letter setting this hearing for March 25th? Obviously, you know, deep frustrations with whatever the heck happened with these documents. I mean, how in the world does that happen? But let me get your perspective as a former top federal prosecutor.
Yeah, a few things. First, I just got to say, Donald Trump is like the luckiest son of a bitch in, you know, in the Western world. Just the Fulton County mess, that had nothing to do with him and this also, but he's just the beneficiary of it. First, you're right. Something funky happened. We don't know. Maybe we will know. I'm sure there are two sides to the debate. The SDNY would always have its side. They did ask a year ago. Trump asked January 18th. And, you know, a little inside baseball thing for listeners is when you get a request like this and you're the federal government, you have certain procedures called a TUI process to make sure that you can turn over things. So it's less that lapse than the prior one. But for whatever reason, yeah, here it comes in late. And just as you say that from what we do know, I guess there's been, you know, a quick canvassing of what came over, maybe even a little bit of leaking, God forbid. But we don't think there's that much that's, you know, really important or incendiary there, maybe a little bit. And there's going to be yet another little data dump coming quite soon, maybe tomorrow. So, yes, that should be. Bragg is prudent to come in and say they can have 30 days. Trump's lawyer, you know, Blanche, is predictable in coming in and say, oh, my God, now we need at least 90 days, et cetera. Merchant seems to be sensible about this. I'll just say when your whole focus is delay, the basic strategy is just keep getting yards on the delay field. So move it down and then hope more good things happen. And I'll just mention that this hearing is going to be held in the shadow of the Supreme Court hearing on immunity. So maybe Trump or Blanche say, you know, come on, judge, let's just wait a few days. Of course, it won't be a few days because they have to have the hearing, but then they have to decide the case, and then they would have to decide how the case applies. But that's one thing. And then potentially, does it come into the sort of scheduling issues that Merchan has shown himself to be sensitive to with the Chutkan case, depending on what happens? Anyway, you know, Trump, the main thing, the other three cases now, I fear more and more are all of them, you know, the odds have declined, if not to zero, but there's still, I think, a decent hope with the January 6th case, but they're all going Trump's way in terms of delay. This is the one that was solid. I don't think anything has happened to make us doubt that it will happen. But, you know, it's the wrong direction, not the right direction. And yeah, we can definitely expect Blanche to say, oh my God, we need more time. That might entail an appeal, by the way, as best as I can tell. Maybe you've got your own sources here, Ben. That shouldn't be a big clock eater. That is the something like this. They do the so-called Article 78 proceeding. But if the New York Appellate Division and even the Court of Appeals, which is the name they give to their, you know, New York calls their lowest court, Supreme Court, and their highest Court of Appeals, go figure. But even if they okay it, it shouldn't be a long process to let Blanche argue, oh God, we need even more time. So, you know, the bottom line isn't so worrisome yet, but the trend is all, you know, in that same bad direction. And then, as you say, we'll know one day what exactly transpired between SDNY and NYD and New York DA's office. There does seem to be, just under the surface of the press reports, a little bit of sniping and counter sniping. But I think that's all beside the point. The main thing is there's going to be some delay, and we hope, and Merchan's attitude, just as you say, seems to be in line with this, to keep it fairly constricted and still go to trial in April.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in one, just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas, trymiracle.com/Midas.
You know, it doesn't seem like the subpoena that's at issue, that the DA says was sent a year ago and that Trump was seeking on January of 2024. It doesn't really go to the heart of the issues in this case. Right. So I think that's one of the issues.
But it and seems, by the way, it's not clear to me they sent a subpoena. The DA's office did. Trump did. It might have been more like a document request, or is it? I don't know if it was a. But anyway, go.
Yeah, you know, it could have been. It could have been a formal request pursuant to whatever the local comedy type rules are. Right. But it regardless, I mean, it seems to go to issues of kind of the grand jury proceedings regarding Michael Cohen and
things
that were happening.
That's a huge point that a lot of people admit. I'm sorry, go ahead, because this is your point, not mine. But explain, because you're so right.
Yeah, you know, and so it goes to, I guess, the way Trump would characterize it, although I don't think it would be this, like, potential Brady material so that he could use to impeach Cohen during cross-examination of Cohen.
Who got caught in the mob, the SDNY, and you know, paid for it. So that's right. I'm sure they have stuff on him.
And also, you'll recall that the SDNY also immunized, I believe, David Pecker and others as part of that process. And I think Pecker would be a witness against Trump here by the DA about Trump's overall catch and kill schemes. And so it really goes to, I think, those types of issues and proceedings. And so, you know, if you're the DOJ, if you're the SDNY, and you get something like that, you know, there's potentially first an instinct that that stuff is grand jury material and it's privileged. And why are we even turning that over? Two, there still may be some active investigations or things that are taking place or whatever that may make them not want to, you know, turn that over. Three, I think.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Last thing, you know, when Mershon ultimately, when these documents are revealed for what they are.
Yeah.
I think it will probably be clear that they're of minimal value. I could be wrong anyway, even for impeachment purposes, because mostly all of this stuff is going to have been known anyway. So that's why I think Mershon probably finds no prejudice when we get to a level of granularity, but we don't know. But I think that's what this, when we're talking about, what are these documents? I think they relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're dead on there, except I would add, as best we can tell, that's the important sort of, you know, 50 pages of documents of the 600,000 or whatever it is. I think a lot of it is copies and et cetera. So that's the chunk to look at. And they've looked at that pretty quickly. It's not hundreds of thousands of pages of that. It's hundreds of thousands of pages that include, you know, a little slice of that.
Yeah, you know, copies, email, things that have, I would, you probably guess that 97%, 98% probably has nothing to do with anything. But but nonetheless, as I've said in other hot takes, I'm like, look, I could think that Trump should be brought to justice, held accountable. I also believe that any criminal defendant, even if your name is Trump, is entitled to look through discovery, is entitled to get it in a timely manner, and should have the opportunity to review it. I don't think this should merit some wildly long delay, but nonetheless, go review the records. I think Mershon,
I'm with you, my man.
Mershon is handling it well.
Yeah, and as we insist in Mar-a-Lago, a subpoena is a subpoena. You know, lawful process. It would be ironic if he were brought to justice by the corner cutting of the procedures of justice and due process. So I'm with you all the way, Ben, and hats off to you for your, you know, overall integrity and faith in the system.
Scouts honor, as we like to say here on the Midas Touch podcast. Hit subscribe.
And he who fell and doubted it, right?
Exactly. You'll have to watch all of the Harry takes in mind to get the inside jokes. And to really understand the inside jokes, make sure you also check out the Talking Feds YouTube channel. They're on their way to 250,000 subscribers. They do some incredible hot takes. They get into real, real detail there. And you got Harry's hot takes, and you got a nice crew there too that Harry interviews. So make sure you subscribe. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.